is 5-2, having started the season out at 2-1. Just for some perspective, in the 2014-15 season, the Hatchets averaged 58 points and allowed 49. This year, overall, Bad Axe is scoring 58 points as well, but allowing 45, that's a 13-point advantage victory and a 4-point more than last year, mind you. At home, Bad Axe is a perfect 5-0 and sees their offensive production bump up a bit. So does their defensive effort down. 60 for the blue and gold, 47 for the other guys, plus 13 for Bad Axe. Now, John Mooney, why don't you tell us about the roster of the Bad Axe Hatchets?
Well, Coach Mark Krug's Bad Axe Hatchets, they're rolling. They've only been challenged twice. That was Flint Academy of the West at home and at Vassar, where they pulled out a 1-point victory. Now, a constant for the Hatchets, you've already alluded to, Clark, is that they stress defense. Now, their offense, though, is shared between the brothers John and Martin Messing. Mason Krug is also counted on to score a lot. Drew Sutton in the pivot, he has developed into an inside force. It's really something to see, the development of that young man for the last two or three years. But we have not talked about the area's best player, as far as my opinion is concerned. That's Tommy Morneau. Tommy Morneau just makes it look easy, and he is the one that just makes it work for Bad Axe. Every one of those kids are better ball players just by being on the same court with Tommy. As far as Coach Krug is concerned, I think he's looking for a knockout. He's been talking about this quite a lot. He wants 32 minutes of consistent effort, especially against this traditional rival.
Well, the Hatchet story, they've been the feel-good story for about a year now, dating back to December 30th, 2014, when Bad Axe seemed to have turned the infamous corner. After starting out last year at 1-2, they ended the season going 16-3, winning a divisional and district title along the way. This season has been no different, with one little difference. Last year, Bad Axe lost two regular season games in overtime. This time around, the Hatchets have had two close calls already, Flint Academy of the West and Vassar, but in those games, they squeaked out a 3-1 point victory, respectively.
I think those close calls, in the long run, I think it's going to help this veteran club. I think the Hatchets are poised to make history of this season, and I think they would love to go ahead and continue their streak right here against their hated rival. Traditional Lakers and Bad Axe has always been a heated rivalry.
Well, Bad Axe is currently on a 7-game win streak. Last loss comes from Millington in the regional semifinals back in March of 2015, a year ago. Tonight begins a 3-game homestand for the Hatchets. They host Sagan and Novell in Reese next week before heading to Sandusky on the 27th. One more break before we get underway. We're 3.5 minutes from tipping off in Bad Axe, Michigan. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers on the road at the Bad Axe Hatchets on the WLEW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Everybody knows your name.
Dearest Colette, it has been a fortnight since I last received your correspondence, and I have treasured it deeply. I write to you now in the hopes that this message receives you well, though I know not when or even if you shall receive it. Lord willing, then my love shall reach you. Sincerely, Reginald. And now hit send. What? No bars? No! No! Oh, no!
Is your outdated phone or inconsistent cell service making you feel out of touch with the modern world? It's time to leap into the future with 4G LTE service from Thumb Cellular. The guaranteed best coverage and most dependable service throughout the Thumb area, the latest smartphones, and local offices you can stop into in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Visit Thumb Cellular today, and then you'll know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
It's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast presented by Thumb Cellular and their blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the Thumb. Well, Las Vegas has Bad Axe favored by 17.5 points, and John Mooney, since I'm leading the season at 2-0, I have to go first, and I'm saying I hate to do this to Lakers. I mean, no disrespect to them, but they just have too many weapons. Bad Axe by 16.
Wow.
That's
so okay.
I'm throwing it out there.
Over
for you.
Under, huh?
Throwing
so
it out
by
there.
16. I'm going to go Bad Axe by 15.
You're just trying to get on that scoreboard, aren't you?
I'm relying on the Lakers and their defense tonight.
Well, joining us in the gymnasium tonight also is the Bad Axe Pep Band. Looks like it's about 30 members strong tonight, and they'll be performing our national anthem. Let's listen into the festivities. Now let's meet our starting lineups between the Lakers and the Hatchets, starting with the visiting Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers head coach Ron Swarson-Druber. Number one, a 5'8 junior, Drew Scholler, gets the start as he does all season. Number two, 5'10 junior, Keegan Valentine, can hit the three, likes to take them often, but we've seen him passing the ball as of late. Number four, point guard, 5'9 sophomore, Brennan Wisner, the man who can do it all, and he's only in his second year of high school. New man to the lineup in his first game back from suspension, a 6'2 junior, number 10, Seth Bowles, is back on the lineup and starting. And rounding up the starting lineup for the Lakers, number 34, a 5'11 sophomore in Brady Smith. For the Bad Axe Hatchets, it's the same starting fives as we've seen all season. Number 5, a 6'2 senior, John Messing. Number 12, Tommy Morneau, 6-foot senior, perhaps one of the best players in the entire league, if not this entire portion of the state. Number 21, is 6'3 junior, Martin Messing, brother to John Messing. Number 25 in the low post, Mason Krug. He stands at 6'4 and is a senior, coming off an ACL injury during the football season. And at center, a 6'4 senior, number 35, Andrew Sutton.
Well, the lineups are in. Everyone's all here. This nice crowd that showed up tonight, Clark. Everyone's about ready to get going. The clock says 8 minutes, 0-0. And the last player for Bad X is being introduced. We have Drew Sutton. We had mentioned that did such a nice job on at Vassar. So here we are, Clark. Let's get this game